Log Talk Radio. Log Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum, and welcome to another Nation Building Blog Talk Radio program. I am the co-host of this show, Brother Kadeem, and before we begin, we want to ask everybody to keep our dear sister Queen in prayers, as this is her show. She hosts this show every Thursday. In fact, she hosts a show 7 days a week. Our dear sister is ill, and she may possibly be joining us with those who have questions in the chat room and those who have questions on the line. So we definitely want to keep our dear sister in prayers. But let me open up in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, the All-Wise, True and Living God, who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, We thank Allah for coming and raising up the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. And we thank them both for leaving in our midst, our divine leader, our teacher, our guide, a very beautiful, humble man who is like a spiritual father to us all. And that man is none other than the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And in their names, I would like to greet all of you in the greeting words of peace and paradise of As-Salaamu Alaikum. We have another very powerful subject tonight. We're talking about Dianetics and the benefit of Dianetics in your marriage. Now, some of you may not know what Dianetics is, but we will most certainly get into it. Our dear brother, Brother Stanley Muhammad, will be joining us. His dear wife, Sister Ruth, will be joining us, and we're looking forward to a powerful, packed discussion this evening. So, briefly, I want to say, what is Dianetics? L. Ron Hubbard discovered the single source of nightmares and unreasonable fears, upset, insecurities, and psychosomatic illness, the reactive mind. In his book entitled Dianetics, The Modern Science of Mental Health, he describes the reactive mind in detail and laid out a simple, practical, easily taught technology to overcome it and reach the state of clear. Dianetics is that technology. And the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan introduced this technology to those in the Nation of Islam, I believe, almost three years ago now. And there have been many in the Nation of Islam who have experienced tremendous change, positive change in their lives. And God willing, hopefully some of those who have experienced that change will be able to call in if they're listening or have something to say in the chat room if they're listening and contribute to this conversation. But before we go any further, I would like for our dear brother and our dear sister, Brother Stanley and Sister Ruth, to definitely introduce themselves, though they do not need any introduction whatsoever. Brother Stanley, in fact, if we could start with your wife, dear brother, Sister Ruth, please introduce yourself to our listening audience this evening.
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Well, I'm Sister Ruth Muhammad, and I have studied the Dianetics, and I had completed the first course, which is becoming an auditor. So I am a certified auditor, and I also completed a course dealing with being a seminar supervisor. So by Allah's grace, you know, I have a certificate for that. And I thank Allah for the minister for putting us on the on that course to, you know, learn about Dianetics, because it has helped my husband and I, you know, in our marriage. And just, you know, to, you know, better understand sometimes, you know, when we have certain feelings and why we feel certain ways, and it brings so much understanding, and it opens your eyes, you know. So, and like they said, knowing is half the battle. So when you know certain things about yourself, then, you know, you work, you know, you're more successful in becoming better because, you know, you learn about yourself, and it's not a guessing game, but it's real, you know. So I thank Allah for the minister, you know, for putting us on that course, and because if it was not for him, I don't think I would have, you know, ever even looked into it or even, you know, or even known anything about it. So I definitely, you know, attribute that to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan for opening our eyes to Dianetics. And so that's what, you know, my introduction for this session would be. I've been married, you know, 24 years by Allah's grace, and 9 children. So it's definitely been a blessing in my marriage, you know, studying that process.
Well, praise be to Allah, dear sister, and thank you so much. And definitely we're happy to have you on the line with us this evening. And now our big brother, student minister, Brother Stanley Muhammad, please, dear brother, come on and bring yourself on to the program tonight.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Kadeem, Sister Queen Aziza, and to the listening audience. First of all, I will start off by praying that Sister Queen Aziza is blessed with a speedy recovery and a healing from our Lord. She's a magnificent sister, and we pray that Allah blesses her to get some rest, which is a part of the healing, and to be able to build that intimate relationship with Allah, and through patience and prayer, and our prayers go out to her and her family. Well, Brother Kadeem, Dianetics, di means to go through. Netics means the soul and the mind. In the book of Psalms, chapter 23, David the psalmist says, "And he restoreth my soul." We never knew how God would restore our soul. But of course, he restores our soul through his divine revelation, but also by means of a law or technology. And this technology that the Honorable Ms. Wuzfarakhan found for us, it is something that he believes that L. Ron Hubbard was the vessel which God have revealed this technology for our restoration. The Honorable Ms. Wuzfarakhan, I heard him say, L. Ron Hubbard was born aid the prophets of God to kill the mind of Yaqub or the devil in us. He also said that this technology will help us to be restored from the aberrations as a result of what people have done to us in our life. If we've been raped, molested, abused in any form or way, verbally or physically, technology will erase the emotional and the physical pain that's attached with this abuse, that will restore our soul and will allow us to reach a optimum joy. Problem is these, engrams. Engrams on the spiritual terms is demons. Each time we experience these emotional and physical abuses, it captures a degree of our life force. It captures intelligence, captures our happiness, it captures our peace of mind. And it really, when we experience these demons taking over our mind and soul, we begin to re-dramatize this event without even knowing that we're doing it, because these are hidden experiences. Because when your mind goes through a trauma, it shuts down, the degree of your consciousness shuts down. While this traumatic experiences are being recorded in our mind, in a part of our mind called the reactive mind. It is reactive mind because it's our reaction towards something traumatic, and it is so crude that it can stand that kind of abuse and record, conscious of everything that's going on in most of these traumatic cases. So then when we hear certain songs while we're being abused, while we're hearing sirens, or we might hear someone saying certain things, certain phrases, well, when the recording is over of this engram, we go through life, and we might hear that song. We might hear that siren. We might hear that command phrase, and we start re-dramatizing the emotions that we're experiencing. And to other people, we look irrational, and we are acting irrational, but part of your mind, your conscious mind, try to justify these irrational thoughts, these irrational ways, behaviors. But we really are like acting like a puppet. The engram has us doing as it pleases, and we're not ourselves. Thank Allah for this wonderful technology that can actually free us from these demons. And so I am happy to say that my wife and I went through the course, and both of us are certified auditors. An auditor is one who is like a counselor, but more a scientific counselor, actually knows how to go to the root of the cause of the problem in a very mathematical way. An auditor means one who listens and computes, who listens and computes. And the one who sits in the chair is called a pre-clear, because the object is to clear that person from all of their past aberrations, even to conception, even at the time of conception. So we are thankful to Allah for this wonderful technology that we believe that God taught L. Ron Hubbard, or gave L. Ron Hubbard, this technology to give to us at this proper time. So thank you for allowing me to share, Brother Kadeem, and I'm looking forward to the show.
I am, and thank you, Brother Stanley, and also Sister Ruth. And you actually answered a question I had earlier. I thought it would be important to introduce a couple of terms, and you mentioned them, engrams being one, the reactive mind being another, because the beauty of this show and this topic is Dianetics is something that we as Muslims in the Nation of Islam have been instructed by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan to undergo. But we're not studying Scientology. We are Muslims. And that is for our listening audience who may be Christian or whatever your following or faith may be. Dianetics is a universal technology that can heal all, no matter what you call yourself. And so I think that is beautiful, because in past discussions, it kind of may have appeared like the discussion was leaning toward the way of Muslims in the Nation of Islam. Well, tonight's subject matter is a beautiful one, because this is about how Dianetics, this technology, can be beneficial to your marriage. But with that being said, Brother Stanley, I do have a question. How do you, let me start here. I have said recently that I think that as it relates particularly to courtship in the Nation of Islam, that perhaps Dianetics should be a requirement. There are some who argue to say that it should not be something that is forced. That's fine. Do you think that, or what is your opinion, with Dianetics being something that should be a requirement for those who are believers in courtship, for those who are already married and having problems and don't really know the source of their problem? What do you think would be the benefit of going through the auditing process?
Well, you know, the problem is that
most marriages or let's say relationships, you go into a courtship. Going to courtship is not a requirement for Dianetics. But marriage, I believe, is. And the reason why I say courtship is just simply that you're getting acquainted with that person. You're not in a relationship with that person in terms of this is my spouse. But I believe that regardless if you're in courtship or not, it should be a requirement because the engrams that's in our mind through the past experiences, negative experiences that we have experienced is making us other than ourselves. You know, it's when in the church, Brother Kadeem, when the pastor hit the point, some people in the audience close their eyes and throw their hands up in the air and shake their hands and
right,
as though that they have actually experiencing what the church calls the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
but really what that is that the pastor touched on a pain that had not yet been healed. They haven't been healed from it. The pastor just touched on it, but he didn't heal them from it. And that's why oftentimes we go to church, we go to the mosque, we go to the synagogue, and we experience a spiritual inspirational message. And we do make progress to a degree, but there are still aberrations there that this Dianetics technology can reach and heal us from. It's likened to Jesus casting out the 7 demons in the woman. And this is the work of an auditor to cast out demons that we never knew that were there, causing us to experience an arrested development in our life, causing us to run people from our life, husband, wife, friend, relatives, when certain people don't want to be around us because we have a certain character flaw. It's not our fault. It's really what was done to us. And Dianetics is not something that you're confessing your sins. It's not what you've done to yourself. It's what was done to us is what the real problem is. So I recommend, regardless if you're in courtship or not, everyone should experience this technology and be cleared from all demons that's in their life.
Praise be to Allah. And you, Sister Ruth, how do you see the benefit of auditing in the marriage or prior to two people becoming married?
Yes, sir. My husband was giving me, we were talking earlier, and he gave me a scenario, and it sounds like, you know, like I can say it would be for me. And he was saying that he was listening to a radio show, and it was talking about someone traveling to Alaska. And when they traveled to Alaska, they packed up, you know, they put in their suitcase coats, winter things, things that will protect them from that type of weather. So in their luggage, you know, they had those things that would protect them from that climate. So then that same person left Alaska and went to a tropical island, somewhere in the tropics where the sun is hot and, you know. But that person took the same luggage that they took to Alaska with the coats and, you know, everything that covers you from that type of climate. So while they're in the tropical island, they got on coats, boots, hats, winter hats, gloves, and people are looking like, you know, what is wrong with this person that is wearing something that's not appropriate for that climate? So I say that Dynetics has been that, you know. We have traveled in life with, and one thing that L. Ron Hubbard said about the reactive mind, it says the sole and only content of the reactive mind is what exterior sources have done to the organism. That means that your reactive mind is based upon everything that has been done to you. It's not about what you've done to yourself, but it's outside things, you know. So I see it as that in life, you know, I travel through my life years with this baggage, you know, this luggage that is not appropriate, you know, for the different journeys that I have made, you know. So it was like, and I think that the reactive mind, you know, things that have happened to me, people done to me, you know, from, you know, at birth, in my mother's womb, you know, affected me through the years, and not understanding why I felt a certain way or why I acted a certain way or why I was a certain type of way, not understanding why until, you know, I was blessed to get, you know, this knowledge. So now that has happened, I have, you know, I am still in the process of being audited. And just being audited, you know, the few times that I have been audited has helped me release, you know, some of those engrams, which made me feel different. You know, I felt better. I seen things different, you know. So I know it works. You know, I know that letting go of that, you know, leaving that luggage in Alaska and
yeah,
packing the proper things, you know, for the tropics is what auditing has done for me, is that, you know, it removed, you know, that engram that caused me to be stuck, you know, at a certain point in my life, which leads to depression, because it only deals with pain. Anything that affects us, that is painful to us, whether it's emotional, physical, you know, any type of pain is what causes the mind to react like that, you know. So I think that it has helped me even in my marriage. I remember one time my husband, I was getting audited every day. I mean, not every day, every week. Once a week I was getting audited, I mean, without fail. And my husband noticed the difference, and I noticed the difference too, but I didn't pinpoint it. You know, I thought it was just, that's how I am.
Right.
Even though I noticed that I was, you know, a little more calmer and just more, you know, laid back. And, you know, I'm like, can't nothing mess with me, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am.
So I'm in that mood. And my husband, he said, hey, you know, you've been acting different. And then he acknowledged it. And then I was like, I didn't tell him that, but I was like, wow, he's right. I noticed that, you know. So it does, you know, it works, and it helped me personally, you know, from going through that process. So I believe that it can benefit us all, you know, if we just submit, you know, to the process that we've been asked to submit to.
Well, praise be to Allah, dear sister. You have been acting different. You know, it's a great thing to know that your husband notice the change. And I've heard, I haven't known anyone personally that have been opposed to Dynetics, or what have you. But I think that as L. Ron Hubbard talks about how Dianetics can remove unreasonable fear. And I think about people that maybe are opposed to this technology, cause strange to them. They've never heard of it. You know, it's kind of like, you know, this world has such, you can see how this world has such a great influence on the mind of the people. I remember as a child, people would talk about, now I know him as Reverend Sung Young Moon, and they called his people Moonies. I remember that when I was a little boy. And hear how people would talk about those black Muslims, you know, but not even knowing anything about the teaching of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister, as taught by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And now you hear people that are fearful of something that can literally help change your mind, help remove that doubt from your mind, help remove that fear from your life that many of us, you know, we don't even know why we're afraid to be successful. You hear people say that all the time. People are afraid of success because we are, for the most part, something happened in our lives. We don't know what it is. We don't know why we are afraid to attempt great things. We don't know why, but we have such great strength that is recognized by other people, yet we always come to a point in life where we can't move, can't go forward. You know, and I know that Dianetics can help alleviate that problem altogether. And I myself, I remember I went to Ohio and was in Cleveland, and I was going to a Scientology Center, the Orr, downtown Cleveland, every week. In fact, I was going twice a week because I knew I wasn't going to be in Cleveland for a long time, and I was trying to soak it up. But I even began to see change in my own personal life that was positive change. It's amazing when you can recognize things in your life that have held you back, and then you go through the process of auditing, and that diet, that engram begins to get smaller and smaller, and you actually laugh at what it is that you just discovered about yourself. So there's great power in Dianetics and what the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is instructing us to do and asking us to go to, because it's not mandatory. I mean, hell, who doesn't want the blessing from the man of God himself except the fool? Take it and let it alone. But that's what you really make of yourself when you can't hear and obey these simple instructions. Now, we know, to our listening audience, we just want to set the base here a little bit more. We know we have questions in the chat room already and a few people on the line. We will be getting to you, and give us about 10, 15 more minutes. We're going to get right with you. Now, Brother Stanley, it was your ideal to have this discussion tonight. What is it, if I can ask you, that inspired you to want to discuss the benefits of Dianetics in marriage?
Well, because in marriages, as my wife and I have been counseling married couples for quite some time, most of the problems in the relationship derives from something that happened to a brother or sister, husband and wife, in the marriage when they was a child. And they never been relieved from it, although they're Muslims, although they're Christians, although they're believers in God. They still have these vices, still have these character flaws. And it affects every relationship, not just marriage, but business relationship, relationship with our fathers, our mothers, our neighbors. And I know that we're not going to be really one with each other as husband and wife until these impediments are removed. And God's servant, the Honorable Mr. Mustafa Khan, will not lead us to something that will not make us better. And he led us to something that was divinely inspired and guided by the Lord of the worlds and his Christ to make us better. And I believe once these engrams or demons are removed from us, then we will become happy. We will experience the happiness and peace that we've been looking for all the days of our life, but along with our spiritual belief. It doesn't mean that Dianetics, like you said earlier, Dianetics is not our religion. We have a religion. Our religion is Islam. Your religion can be Christianity. Your religion can be Judaism. We're not practicing the religion of Scientology, but we're taking a technology that is a technology that would help us in our mental healing process. So that's why I wanted to talk about it, because I wanted to offer, with the help of Allah, to the listening audience who are struggling in their relationships, what the Honorable Ms. Mustafa Khan offer to us. And I see the benefit in Dianetics for even me and my wife, who've been married for 24 years and been together for 25. I know when I got audited, you know, I didn't know certain things were bothering me until I went into the auditing process. And when I got finished being audited, I had the ability to do something that I normally was not able to do. I went on a spiritual diet for 6 months. I ate only 3 meals a week. I ate on Tuesdays. I ate on Thursdays and Sundays. I tried it before in the past. I did it for a couple of months and then reverted back to eating 1 meal a day, fasting periodically. But after I was audited, this is the first time I was able to eat like that for 6 months straight without deviating. And in my third or fourth month, I said, wow, what has given me this ability, this willpower? And I said, oh, I've been going through Dianetics, and it's given me the power to do what I normally could not do. And I felt better. I felt like I knew I was gaining mastery over certain things in my life. And so this is a powerful testimony. Many people have a hard time eating 1 meal a day. I had that hard time too.
That's right.
But here, this technology helped me become so disciplined that I ate 3 meals a week for 6 months and never deviated. And I noticed that I went back to eating 1 meal a day because I stopped auditing. Or I stopped going to, you know, getting audited, pardon me. You know, because, you know, you get your busy schedule and you say, well, I'll do it later, and I put it off. And the more I put it off, the more I started deviating from, thinking about deviating from that dietary law, and ultimately I did. And with the help of Allah, I have plans to become clear or released from all the engrams that's in my reactive bank. And that's a reactive bank is a part of your mind that stores all of these bad experiences, because the mind records everything. It's like a video recorder that it never stops recording. records everything. Nothing is left out. All of your life experiences is between your ears. And it's affecting us, whether we know it or not, in our decisions, in our lifestyle we choose. And there is a part of the brain that needs to be